you know, you need sometimes a guy with a little bit of attitude.
Toucher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
One radio station. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Chuck and snap to Brady. A twist up from Brady. Shuffles left. Throws down the middle. And a catch is made at the 46-yard line by Amendola. Whew. Danny fights for the football and takes it away from the safety to Sean Gibson. What a throw by Brady.
Playoff.
Sliding left.
Playoff Thola right there. Brady machine guns this one. And almost a sidearm throw. Just a rocket right down the gut.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Bob Soucy again. It's going to be old hat for him, calling a Super Bowl. This time in Minneapolis. Bob Soucy, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Fred. Good to be with you this morning. Yeah, and it's hard to believe. A third in 4 years and five seasons overall for me. It's remarkable. Incredibly fortunate.
Are you going to visit Paisley Park when you're in Minneapolis?
Well, what else is there to do in Minneapolis?
We're kind of trying to figure that out, too.
More statue at the Mall of America. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing, is that there's plenty to do in Minneapolis. Minneapolis is a very nice town, but we are indeed in the suburbs at the Mall of America. So I'm feeling Orange Julius's are on me when it comes to that.
It is going to be strange. But when you look at yesterday's game, it's kind of amazing. And I might have been one of the few or one of the many, I'm not sure. But I didn't give Jacksonville enough credit. But coaching-wise, I think was the thing I was most impressed with. They came in with an excellent plan, both on offense and defense. And for a while there, it seemed to be, I mean, I don't want to say outmatched, but they seemed to be hanging in there with the Patriots. But then, just like with every other team, at some point, they can't make it a full 60 minutes without screwing up or taking their foot off the gas. What did you see happening there at the end of the game and why they ended up, I guess, being unsuccessful in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, you know, Rich, I would agree, especially with the premise that their coaching staff came in well-prepared and, I thought, executed and carried out a game plan almost flawlessly for much of the day. A couple of situations, though, you think back late in the first half when Jacksonville had the ball shy of the two-minute mark and an opportunity to keep the ball out of the Patriots' hands with a two-score lead before halftime, and they come out of a timeout. Now, this may be more on the quarterback than the coaches, but Blake Bortles doesn't see the play clock. They pick up a first down, apparently, but the play clock had expired, so there's a delay of game. They've got to punt the ball to the Pats, then the Pats score.
You know,
within four at the half.
I blame the center for that because Bortles realized the clock with about 3 seconds, and he's slapping his hands and going crazy, and the center doesn't get that ball off. I don't know, maybe if it's crowd noise or what have you. You know, Jacksonville was, they didn't blame the officiating after the game, but they were upset about some calls. What did you think of that A.J. Bowie pass interference penalty that it obviously was very important?
Yeah, well, it's funny you mention that because at halftime, now the first A.J. Bowie penalty on Cooks going down that left sideline in the first half that set up that score we're talking about, the Patriots drew within 14-10. I was out at the line getting a drink at halftime, and Tony Boselli, who does the color for the Jags and, of course, a Hall of Fame candidate, one of the great tackles in modern history, was into with Dan Fouts, and they were critiquing that call. And I said, well, he wrote him down the sideline. He mauled him. And they said, well, the pass is uncatchable, out of bounds. And maybe that's the case. Maybe it should have been a legal contact. But I thought there was a lot of physical play. Now, they've been letting the defensive backs in this postseason, not just yesterday, but really throughout the postseason, get away with more than it seemed the officials allowed them to do during the regular season. But I thought there was a penalty there. There was certainly a lot of contact. I know some of the Jags afterwards said they thought that, you know, there was hand fighting between both guys. Some of the Jacksonville reporters as well looked at it that way. Maybe I saw it only with my heart rather than with my eyes. But, you know, I thought it was worthy of a penalty. Of course, you can question whether it should have been a spot foul pass interference or illegal contact past the 5-yard mark. But, you know, penalties did prove costly for Jacksonville in the end. They didn't have a whole lot, but they had far more than the Patriots, and especially the 15-yarders. The personal foul on Church, compounded by the pass interference by Boye,
I'll just ask you, do you think the personal foul on Church, because there are some people that don't, I disagree, but do you think that was worthy of a penalty?
I do. Yeah, I don't know necessarily that he launched, but certainly there's helmet-to-helmet contact.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what they've called it. That's been consistent with what they've called it in recent years.
Yeah, because whether intentional or not, when you take a shot at in the head, it's helmet-to-helmet like that, you have to call something.
So this,
yeah, especially, you know, if the receiver, the ball carrier, is not lowering his head. Sometimes
right.
the helmet contact, and it's really caused by the guy who has the football rather than the defender. In this case, that wasn't the situation.
Right. So what are you hearing about Rob Gronkowski? Is it essentially what we've been hearing from Ian Rappaport?
I think there's cautious optimism at this point, to say the least. I think when Zoe comes in for the crossover, he had a chance to interact with some of the Gronkowskis after the game last night, and maybe he's got a better idea. But, I think what we've heard thus far is pretty consistent, with a number of people that have talked about it. But, I mean, so much is unknown with head injuries, and, everybody's tending to be cautious these days with good reason. Certainly, if there's any chance the Gronk will be back, he certainly will be out there.
Were you out with Zoe last night when he was drinking and playing the drums?
I was. Yeah, in fact, I was the guy behind the camera there.
Oh, you're the one who filmed that video?
Yes.
What happened there? What's the story behind that?
Well, it was Zoe, Max Lane, and me after Splitsville was closing down and last call had been served. And, the stage had been abandoned. And so Zoe went up there and, along with one of the Splitsville staff members, started playing the drums. And I got to say, he played them rather well.
He didn't. Come on, Bob. No, he didn't play well. How loaded was he?
Apparently not as much as I was, since I thought he played them well.
Just you. It's a guy yelling.
There were more videos than that. Unfortunately, for a while, the lighting had a red glow on Zoe, so he didn't look very good. I didn't want to do him, the disservice of sending out those videos.
Is he in front of anybody, or is that an empty room situation?
That's primarily an empty room. Bartenders cleaning up, putting tables on chairs.
That makes it even better.
Yeah, so it was basically to an audience of three of us. The guy up on stage from Splitsville and Max Lane and me.
All right. So I don't know what happened last night with Nick Foles. I don't want to say out of nowhere. We've seen him several years ago when he first came onto the scene. It was unbelievable. And then he turned back into a guy named Nick Foles. And this season has been weird. But last night he looked unreal. What kind of chance do you give an Eagles team with Nick Foles against this Patriots team that just somehow finds a way to win no matter what the situation?
Well, I think it's easy to discount him overall, considering especially the way the Eagles were playing the last couple of weeks of the regular season. They were home underdog against the Saints, but then in their first playoff game against the Falcons. They win that game, and then they rout the Vikings with help from early turnovers by Minnesota, that's to be said. We just watched Blake Bortles play magnificently for most of the game yesterday. And I certainly have a lot of respect for, the way Andy Reid and his descendants, so to speak, off his coaching tree, coach football, especially from the offensive standpoint. And so Doug Peterson will come in and probably try to replicate a lot of the things that the Chiefs have done, whether he's been the OC or since he's moved on to Philadelphia, that have caused problems for the Patriots. And that means utilizing all the personnel. They got a great tight end in Zach Ertz. They have two serviceable running backs, to say the least, in Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount. Plus, they throw the ball well to just about everybody. So I think there's enough there for the Eagles and with their defense and for them to believe going into this game. They've been the underdog in the eyes of most this postseason, despite being the number one seed. That Nick Foles or not, they stand a good chance against the Patriots. But, naturally, I think the Patriots, as the odds makers have installed them as the favorite, from my point of view, go in as the team that, should prevail in this game 2 weeks out. But I don't discount Foles at all.
All right. Did it seem like a goodbye for Patricia and McDaniels yesterday?
It seemed the emotional embrace with Belichick in particular, with Patricia on the sideline afterwards. And I don't want to make too much of it because you never truly know, but watching the two coaches and try to give them a little privacy, although they're out there in clear view with their families and the confetti and rolling around during the championship celebration. I mean, there was that sense, and I think there's been that sense, even reading between the lines of some of what the players have said. And someone asked Tom Brady about Josh last night, and, on his face, in his words, I think you could detect, the sense that this is very likely, the last hurrah of these next couple of weeks for those two, in this stint together as offensive coordinator and quarterback. But you know, that's the sense we get. And you add to it, of course, Brian Flores' candidacy with the Cardinals, the report by Schefter yesterday that Joe Judge may be leaving as the special teams coordinator. You know, I think Tom Curran wrote about it a few weeks ago. You know, the party is ending for this particular group, it seems.
Yeah, well, I mean, Patricia's gone, so. All right, well, Bob Soucy, when do you head over there to Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Yeah, I suspect we'll leave on Monday of next week. Don't know the itinerary yet, either Sunday or Monday of next week. I think that's what we did last year, going out to Houston. I'm certainly looking forward to it. You know, I joked about going to Minneapolis at the start of the conversation, but naturally, I don't want to take it for granted. And it's going to be exciting. Great stadium, obviously the greatest stage in sports, at least in the United States. And, you run out of things to say and to try to express your gratitude. We're very, very lucky here overall, but Phil and I especially, getting a chance to ride along with this team through these really remarkable through this remarkable dynasty. It's incredible.
Well, Bob, if you ever want to roll into the Mall of America at 5 in the morning and say hello, just feel free.
I will definitely do that. Hopefully there's an abandoned drum set there.
Yeah.
That Zeb could pick up the sticks and start playing.
We could just break into a guitar center and have ourselves a oop nanny. All right. Thank you, Bob.
See you, man.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right. Appreciate it. Soucy thought that was good.
Toucher. It turns you on.
And Rich.
Every mother's dream.
Toucher and Rich.
I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium as we celebrate an unforgettable ending to one season and kick off a new campaign full of promise.
Julian Edelman suffered a complete ACL tear in his right knee last night. That means he is expected to miss the entire season.
You know, we feel badly for Julian. Hope that he will have a complete recovery, but he will have to move on and we'll have to compete in this season without him.
Tom off the snap, drops back, he pumps, he throws it left, he's looking for Kutch in the end zone! It's a touchdown! Patriots!
You never count this kid out. Cooks with the catch of his life as a Patriot.
Dont'a Hightower had an injury, but it turns out he's got a torn pec, and he's going to be out for the season. So this is a blow to the Patriots' defense that had shown signs of improvement.
Carr dropping back, stepping up, lobbing a long ball, and intercepted off the deflection by Daron Harmon!
Jimmy Garoppolo, seemingly the heir apparent to your position, has been traded to the 49ers for a second-round 2018 pick.
Jimmy was a great teammate, and he's a great friend, and he always will be. You know, I want nothing but the very best for him.
Roethlisberger under center, drops back, pumps, he throws toward the middle. It's back incomplete, intercepted by Harmon! Deflection to Harmon! An interception in the end zone! The Patriots are going to win in Pittsburgh!
I don't know what to say anymore. I really don't.
Bill Belichick did not want to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, and it's really caused problems that have been behind the scenes for months between the three most powerful men in New England.
Hand off to Deion, runs it to the left side, into the end zone, touchdown, and the lead to the Patriots.
Championship drive.
Takes the snap, bounces the pocket, and as he throws left, touchdown.
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski, his second of the day.
In your face. Brady gets drilled and gets right up and says, keep bringing it.
Collision that Tom Brady was involved in, his right throwing hand making contact with one of his Patriots teammates. They feel like this could have a little bit of an effect on him in the game on Sunday.
Brady takes the snap, hands it to White, runs his left into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Tom takes the snap, throws down the middle, catch by Amendola, dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Takes the snap, the play fakes to White, fires and the ball is...
Every player that played in the game, every coach that coached, you know, but just happy we won.
Minnesota.
Sports up. We are at Toucher and Rich real quick before we move on to the Patriots. A man by name Bird, Everett's own, was at his cousin's baptism at a church yesterday. And there's a woman that no one knows that was there sitting in a pew with a red Solo cup.
Huh. Of course.
So at a private
baptism.
And
not Cheerios for your kid. You know.
No, this was not. No, she was alone. Yeah. And this was not, you know, during a service.
Yeah.
This was, it appears for all appearances, just to be family and friends, and not that many. But there was a woman to which no relation to the family, no, the family is unaware of her identity.
Mm-hmm.
And Bird showed me a picture of her just sitting in a pew by herself with a red cup. Red Solo cup.
Well, listen, it's an entertaining place to be.
Pre-gaming the baptism.
Or maybe that's
how you
like,
do it in Everett.
Yeah, that's like her spectator sport. It's like, what are you doing today, Nancy? I don't know. I think I'm going to head down to the church and check out some baptism. Bring a roadie.
I thought it was funeral day.
Just kind of outside, so she walked in, you know.
Yeah, she was just walking around Everett. The doors were open. She said, what's doing in here?
So they roll in Everett. By the way, I'm just now checking one of the ticket selling sites. And of course, this is when the frenzy is the highest.
Uh-huh.
The morning after people's two favorite teams just won the shot to go to the Super Bowl. So everyone's going online trying to figure out what kind of tickets they can get.
Yep.
So they're not going to be any higher than this.
Right.
Still, that being said, tickets are pretty damn expensive. The cheapest seats right now, according to one of these websites, and these are section 308, which are the corner upper level, row 11. This is the cheapest ones. Two tickets for guess how much?
$1,500.
No, higher.
$3,000.
Higher.
$5,000.
$4,900.
Okay. I have another story. I have another story here. Apparently on StubHub, and this is including all the fees, some person bought four tickets, six rows behind the Patriots bench. How much do you think those go for?
Somebody already bought them?
Somebody already bought them.
So this isn't just like what I'm asking for.
Bought them this morning.
I bought them for...
A pair?
No, four. Bought four, six rows behind the Patriots bench at midfield. So this 5,000 is top
a ticket.
Of the line. Not even close.
Oh, no,
much
no,
higher.
Fred, these are $2,500 a ticket, and that's section 308. So I would say...
Behind the Patriots bench at midfield.
$100,000, $25,000 a ticket.
It's $20,000 a ticket.
Wow, $80,000.
$80,000.
Wow.
Money well spent. I bet you that crowd's 70-30 Eagles. I will say that.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for people who have been there, done that.
Yep. That's right, baby. Yep. They hate us because they ain't us.
Hate us because the anus. Yep. Yes, they do. New England versus everybody. Wallach was the first, and
damn
then the
right,
Patriots
baby.
Tried to rip that off.
Every time I saw one of those signs.
Yeah.
Yep, everyone's after New England.
What is the thing that they're going to market this year?
Because One more.
No. You think it's just one more? Because
that was the thing.
Oh, Kraft said it yesterday. Apparently, yeah. It's finished the job.
It's finished the job.
I've been to so many massage parlors where they have to remind them.
Isn't that like the bottom thing on the
right.
list, on the price list?
Yeah. Well,
it's just called finish the job?
No, it's just
that's
like,
for $500 right at the bottom.
Where
the
are
job.
You going?
it's like a turtle that's about to get to the finish line, and it says finish the job.
Yes.
It would be scary if I could nail that price down immediately. I have no idea.
I have been such a slack in all this because, I mean, to be quite honest, I just haven't really looked to find out like what's going on in town the week that the Patriots are going to be there. And so other than the fact that I know that on Monday night, Morris Day and The Time are going to be performing, they have a big stage. Almost every Super Bowl city has this. They have a stage set up in the middle of town where there's entertainment all throughout the week. It's usually free entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Monday night is the strongest of all the lineups. You've got Morris Day and The Time. I think the new Power Generation, Prince's backup band, is going to be their backing
Sheila
band.
Sheila E. and The Revolution, Prince's former backup band.
All right, that doesn't suck. Why are they doing that on Monday?
I don't know.
To kick it off. And by the way, Morris Day and The Time is not Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. They are playing separately.
Oh, okay. I thought Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis were playing both with The Time and separately.
No, I think they're just playing. Because okay. Morris Day and The Time is not The Time.
I took a look. I know Dave Matthews Band and J-Lo are playing later in the week.
Oh, yeah, Dave Matthews on Saturday. So that'll get you pumped for the big game.
Yeah. And there's nothing like the people that go to free events. Always first class. Just sitting there at a free event.
It's a good band. I'll go see a free event.
I'll go too, but I'm just telling you, you're going to be it's going to be every super skinny guy with a super fat chick. That's what free concerts are.
Listen, it's not going to be Guster playing down at the harbor, Christopher Columbus Park, which I didn't even know where Christopher Columbus Park was.
I don't know.
I still don't.
But I'll tell you this, is that if you want to see really skinny guys with super fat chicks, look no further than a free concert.
Oh, there is one, that concert, that stage with the free concerts on, I think it's Friday, has a lineup that's like Soul Asylum and the Spin Doctors and somebody else.
Soul Asylum's from Minneapolis. Are the Spin Doctors from the app?
I don't know. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong? Who thought that they would come from such a mecca? I don't know.
That was a band that I did not care for. I liked the way the singer, though, was like, and he would float around. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. What you gonna do? Get yourself another one of these rock and roll songs.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of, like, I'm going to have to look this up, because every year there's always the Maxim Party, there's the EA Sports, but the EA Sports Party is always amazing. And Cuban always throws one, too, which is, I think, the Axis Television Party, whatever business he's into. But that's, like, one that you can't, like, pay to get into.
So Maxim throws a party?
I didn't even know they're still around.
Is it at the airport? In Hudson News? Right. The only place
it's an old, broken-down Howard Johnson's.
No, it just would be at Hudson News, the only place where it's available.
Yes, Post Malone and DJ Marshmello are playing the Maxim Party. I have no idea who that is. Playboy is having Snoop Dogg at their official party. So
these are all things that were relevant 20 years ago.
I guess so. And then you've got Rick Ross, who I think is doing one party.
Well, we'll be invited to that for sure.
Well, he's just in town because his friend RKK is going to be there. Yeah. The Chainsmokers are doing a party down there. That's actually a big band.
Yeah. These are all things that you're mentioning that have nothing that we aren't going to be going into. I wouldn't go to them anyway. I need my sleep. See, down there, you know what? When it's like 5 o'clock in our schedule, 2 o'clock.
What?
Yeah, I'm for 9 to 5 or nickel and dimer. They're 5 o'clock. Yeah, ours is at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know, and then you get to bed at a reasonable hour. Come on. Are you guys going to go to the big broadcast party?
The media party?
Yeah. I did that a couple times, and I did it the one time. It was at the Indianapolis Speedway.
We went with Zolak, and that was worth the price of admission.
It was.
It really was.
It was kind of cool, too, because they let you on the Speedway, yep. and Zolak was Hurricane Zolak going around. I don't think, unless it's someplace really special, I would want to go this year. I mean, it's kind of seemed to be, you went in there and it was a bunch of guys as nerdy as we are.
Free food.
Standing here. Yeah, but it's...
No,
free food.
No, I'm not saying that's the selling point.
Down for free food.
I knew you guys were joking. That's not the selling point. What I'm saying is that's adding to the ambiance of what you speak.
Yeah, I like waiting in line for 4 hours to get a cracker. All right. We will return with the stack and so much more. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Patrice Bergeron, who for some reason is not an all-star this year. And this show presents Pucks and Paddles. It's the first annual ping pong tournament to benefit the Boston Bruins Foundation and the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center. Thursday, February 15th at the Royale. This is coming up soon. Bid to play doubles ping pong against your favorite Bruins player, Toucher and Rich, Wallach, Zolak, Bertrand. Rich and I have bids now, but and so does Zolak.
Yep.
But Bertrand and Wallach just hanging there in the breeze.
Come on.
And by the way, when you... sign up to play doubles with the people. Not only do you have all that time with them, you get all the VIP stuff as well. VIP tickets gives you FaceTime with the players. Plus, you can get all your stuff signed. And those are $200. They will sell out. General admission tickets are $50. For all the information and to go buy tickets, go to 98.5thesportshub.com/pucks.
We may have a little bit of an answer behind the response that Robert Kraft gave yesterday after the game about, does this ever get old?
Does this ever get old? Do you ever not like it? Having a nice
hot grilled hot dog slice. You like it, right?
Maybe he's just a fan of children's television.
Hot dog. Do you ever not like having a grilled hot dog slice? Hot dog.
Sweetheart. Call me Arcade Kid.
You like it, right? Hot dog. Hot dog.
I always buy them lemonade.
Cheers, hot dog, hot dog. No problem solved.
So I call him Mr. Lemonade.
Hot dog, hot dog.
That's cool with me.
Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice. You like it, right?
For stopping by.
Oh my God. I just had really bad flashbacks.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus,
I know.
That's like a year and a half of my life.
I
right
can
there,
do every,
watching that show.
Every GD dance of every character.
Oh my God.
That's the Goofy
God.
Right there.
Who is
There's
it?
The dog.
What was the thing they
There's
called the thing. For the clues?
Ear. Oh, we got ears. Say cheers.
No, the thing where they needed a clue. Where they needed a tool.
Oh.
They needed a tool.
Yeah. Even the impression's bothering me.
It's like with a fist.
Toodles. That's what it was called.
Oh, okay.
There it is.
By the way, that needed to end with pasta.
Pasta.
everything needs to end with pasta.
Pasta. You don't know how many tweets I got this weekend when David Pastrnak went off. Was it Saturday that he went off?
He had a goal. Yeah.
Was it a two-goal game? Did he have two goals?
He might have had two.
Pasta.
He had it was a three-point night. I know that.
What's
pasta.
It? I'm going to wake up this morning.
We got up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta.
Why not? I hope he's doing okay. God knows that Fat Tony probably was going to have a heart attack. We checked in with him this morning, and I guess he drank too much to really remember most of the second half.
It happens to the best of us.
It does. So the New England Patriots, as we know, said goodbye to Jimmy Garoppolo in the middle of the season. It doesn't mean that he isn't going to make a buttload of cash because the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. As a matter of fact, according to Adam Schefter, Garoppolo just pocketed $79,000 thanks to New England's two playoff wins and an AFC title. So on top of that, if they end up winning the Super Bowl, he's going to get an additional $112,000 just for the time he was on there. Yeah, and $56,000 if they lose. So that is a lot of money for not even having to play on the team this year. So.
That isn't really a big a deal for him, I'm sure.
No, with the amount of money he's about to get, it is not a big deal at all. So the Giants, apparently their GM says that he wants Eli Manning to remain the starting quarterback in 2018. Good luck with that. I'm sure that will work out just swimmingly. So this is kind of a sad... matter of fact, I'm going to skip this story because it's way too sad. So I do want to get to this. This is one story that I read this weekend, and I'm like, I can't wait for Fred to hear this. So the Stormy Daniels Trump story that you have been a big fan of.
Oh, yeah.
About how apparently this porn star asked Donald Trump to smack her on the rear end with a Forbes magazine that had his face on the cover.
And his kids.
So Stormy Daniels apparently did an interview about this a while back before she had to sign this non-disclosure agreement.
Right.
And she talked about her night with Donald Trump.
Oh, I've read it.
Okay. There were many amazing, interesting details, but the one that stood out the most was this. This is from her story. Quote, "We ended up having dinner in the room, and I'll never forget his order. He calls up," talking about Donald Trump, "he calls up room service and goes, I want a pizza, and I want the toppings on the pizza to look like littler pizzas, like the size of pepperonis, but they're actually full pizzas, just little. So then he hangs up the phone, and I assume he's going to make his move on me, but instead he gets up, and this really sing-songy voice starts going, I'm having pizzas with little pizzas on top. I'm having pizzas with little pizzas on top. And then he goes, I'm going to give you the night of your life. I'm going to blank you so hard your blank is going to feel like it just ate a pizza with little tiny pizzas as the topping. He was trying to sell me, I guess.
On what?
That he has that kind of power.
I see.
That he can have pizzas on top of pizzas.
Ah, it was funny because Stormy Daniels also in that is like, she's like...
What a weird dude.
Yeah. You think? But the Stormy Daniels was like, well, then he made a move on me, and I'm like, I guess here we go.
Yeah, right. This is where things start.
This is what's going on.
We should do that. I should call a place, see if they'll make little tiny pizzas on the pepperoni so they look like little pizzas on my pizza. That might be the way to go.
That's how you get rich. More bang for your buck.
I guess so.
This guy runs the country.
Well,
he's got his finger hovering over the button.
Everyone loves
this
it.
This is the guy.
Everyone loves little pizzas on pizzas.
I Well, listen, Bill Clinton used to jog to McDonald's.
He did. All right, looking over the box office from over the weekend, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. That movie's made a $316 million. Not too shabby. That made $20 million, 12 strong. $16 million for that one. Den of Thieves, which doesn't look like a real movie. Every time you see the commercial, I'm like, this is like a fake thing. This is like the beginning of, what was that movie with Robert Downey Jr. as the black guy when they had the fake trailers at the beginning of it? Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Looks like a trailer for that. The Post comes in at number four. And The Greatest Showman. Everyone loves Broadway theater and dancing. That comes in with $11 million at number five. I want to finally go see that The Shape of Water this weekend. I've been looking forward to seeing that for a while. It's winning like a ton of awards, but I couldn't care less. I just love that Guillermo del Toro, the guy who did Pan's Labyrinth, made that one. And Damon Amendola yesterday, trying to troll his old listening audience, he put out their penalty yards. Jags, 98. Pats, 10. The NFL got the team it wanted in the Super Bowl. And to that, I actually saw a lot of our listeners sending him feet tweets.
Ah, there you go.
It looks like the Jags were defeated. People were saying. It looks like they beat him tooth and nail. One of our listeners tweeted him back. A lot of teeth and feet jokes. Coming Damon Amendola's way.
Defeat.
And to that I say, let's rock.
Hot dog. Do you ever not like it? Having a grilled hot dog slice.
Hot dog. Sweetheart. Call me RKK.
You like it, right? Hot dog. Hot dog.
I always buy them lemonade.
Cheers, hot dog, hot dog. No problem solved.
So I call him Mr. Lemonade.
Hot dog, hot dog.
That's cool with me.
Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice. You like it, right?
Aw, thanks for stopping by.
I'll get up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta. Pasta.
It matter of I'll get up at 10 a.m. and have myself a bowl of pasta.
We should check on him in 13 minutes. See if he indeed has a big plate of fettuccine in front of him.
Pasta.
There's a picture.
At the end of every show, that's Dan just said the idea is we should play that.
At 10 o'clock. That's how we end every show?
Yeah, because it's like if his
pasta
alarm...
Pasta time.
Yeah, if his alarm goes off.
That's right. Our show is done. You say bye. Is that at 10 a.m.?
I don't understand how Robert Kraft is drinking water throughout those whole games.
I'll get up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta.
Okay, maybe that's how we should end every show now.
Yeah, just as a shout out to him. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And this is a guy that has been on hold for a long time. Bill, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
What's up, hey. Bill?
I just had a couple thoughts for you guys. What would you think of, say, like 6 years from now when Tom finally retires, that he becomes a quarterback coach for the New England Patriots?
He's going to completely devote himself to that TB12 stuff.
Yeah, I think that job's way too small for him.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of big things that he sees on the horizon.
Yeah, just like Manning is bigger than, what were we talking about? Something about Manning doing something else, and he's above that.
Oh, well, Manning, his gig would have been a great gig, and that is to be the
head coach.
Gruden.
Oh, I said coach of Tennessee. No, for Manning, head coach of Tennessee.
Yeah, no.
He could never do that.
No, he would never do that.
We're also saying that Manning is apparently being courted by ESPN to be the next Gruden in the booth.
Sure.
So, and that's a great gig. That's a really good gig, a high-paying gig, and right now, he could ask for anything he wanted, and they would give it to him.
I think he wants to be an owner, and I think they're going to give him a piece of the team in Tennessee. Here he is, Scotty Z.
What's
drum
up?
Drum solo!
The drum master. Machine. Oh, hell yeah.
Spectacular.
There you go, Scott Zolak.
Great stuff.
Minnesota's not ready for us.
are you excited it's going to be the Eagles?
I'm so excited.
Between the fan bases, yeah. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm not I knew nothing about Minnesota's team. Like, they're a bunch of no-names. You didn't want them. You don't want to hear the home. I've just got so sick of hearing about home team, Super Bowl, and all that, and their cheesy skull thing.
They're just boring.
Phone's ringing, Fred.
It is a boring...
As opposed to yours, it's always unsettling.
Trying to be professional, okay?
That's right. What if there was an emergency, Scott?
Well, your phone would vibrate. Like, just hold it in your hand.
Just the whole show?
No, I call you. Never mind.
You call me during the
show.
What
time you guys go on air out there? 5?
Yeah, it'll be 5.
Yeah.
Is he going?
No. Yeah, Walt goes.
He goes all the way out there to just read headlines?
Yeah. Well, they're putting us in. They're putting us in the Four Seasons right next to where we broadcast.
I hate you people. No, you're not. There's no Four Seasons. Trust me on that one.
You think that there isn't one by the Mall of America?
Oh, no. I heard it's very interesting. I think the La Quinta Inn and Suites and Best Westerns are pretty much where everyone's going to be staying.
Is it close to where we're broadcasting?
Yes.
Can we walk there?
Yeah.
Fine. I don't care.
Fine.
I don't care. Just want to be close.
It could be La Quinta. Hey, we're going. It could be anything. Who cares? It's good.
We don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care anything.
Best Western?
Get ready, buddy.
Yeah. Who told you that?
I got a little inside scoop. There's not a lot there. It's worse than Jacksonville. I told you guys this last week.
Because by the mall?
No. It's a city not built for this.
Minneapolis has plenty of hotels.
It does not.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you. And the fact Philly's going is going to make things 800 times worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is true. I mean, they're going to travel well.
Right.
There seems to be a ton of, like, okay hotels around the Mall of America.
Good.
Okay.
You should probably book one now, then.
No, this is Zoe messing with Fred. He knows Fred's going to jump up and take the bait. So this is Zoe messing with Fred.
I don't think he's messing with me at all. I swear to God,
I'm not messing with you.
I'm
talking to Patriot personnel. And obviously they had to sort of get ready for it. You know, the final four teams, they went out and scouted everything and saw the layout of everything.
Oh, bulletin board material.
All four teams. You know, you got to do the legwork for it, because when you win, you press go, and then everything falls in. And,
sure.
You know, you got to start selling packages and all that. But it's worse than 04 in Jacksonville. It's way worse than
That's the worst that you've dealt with?
The Jacksonville was, they'll never get another Super Bowl. It's because there's actually no parking at the stadium. It's weird.
There's nothing to do there.
It's an odd setup. There's nothing to do in Jacksonville.
And then the downtown closes Friday at 5.
We stayed like 45, 50 minutes away that year. I remember that. Like, unless you're at Amelia Island, there's like a Ritz-Carlton on the beach here. Other than that, Jacksonville's a pit. And not to say Minnesota's that, but they're not ready for this.
But won't Philadelphia fans stay downtown?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they're not going to stay near the Mall of America.
See, the problem is, I guess, you know, a couple of the people have looked at it without traffic. I guess it's like 36 minutes door to door downtown to the mall, but with traffic, it's over an hour and a half.
That sounds so delightful.
There's going to be some, and I think media night is in St. Paul.
Do they have a train?
At the hockey arena.
Do they have a train? Like a T?
I don't know. I don't know, but we're going to Super Bowl. Doesn't matter.
There it is.
How's Gronkowski? Sosa said that you spoke to friends or family members.
Oh, yeah. All the brothers were there. So they had to carry Gord, the little one, out. He barely got off the bar stools. And the old man was there and that. And it's funny, Bob was very gracious to buy Max Lane and myself a pizza. And then it wasn't Chris. I talked to Chris for a while. It's the other brother.
Bob?
The big, tall one. He couldn't talk, but he kept coming over. He took all Bob's pizza and just started eating it. Like, where'd you get the pizza? So I had to go in the back and get a pizza made to go for them, a cheese one.
Bob Gronkowski?
The big one, tall one.
That's not Bob. Robert is Bob. Rob Gronkowski's Bob.
No, Rob wasn't there.
There's no Bob Gronkowski.
Who?
There's Chris. There's Chris. Gordy. There is
Gordy's
a Dan.
One. It's Dan.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
All right.
I don't know the names of the brothers.
Because Bob is Rob. I was like,
they were very excited he didn't get taken out low.
Okay,
yeah, he'll be fine.
So did they talk to him at all?
Rob stated, hey, rather hit me high than low.
Sure, yeah. but either way, I mean, you get clocked the wrong way. And
right.
Did they talk to him at all? Like,
he's going to be okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably 3 years ago, he could probably get back in that game.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, not now with the new independent neurologist.
All right. So you guys are going to be
Dan Shaughnessy and all the snowflakes will be happy. You're going to ruin his life.
Good.
Oh, those fairy tales.
I know. It's just medical research. Football, years of that.
Yeah, but hey.
Listen, it's not me getting hit. It's not me getting hit. That's fine with
that's
me.
All,
it's not me or my family.
That's all.
Let them do what they want. All right. You guys enjoy yourselves.
We're going to have fun today, boy.
Yes, indeed. It should be an upbeat one. Everyone, if you're just getting up right now, can I suggest that you...
I'll get up around 10 a.m., eat a bowl of pasta.